祝你生日快乐。
Oh, yes. I heard that you use my gloves for your engagement, huh? Okay.
Thank you, Sifu.
Yeah, I gave you two, the gift. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Buy what you want with it, yeah? And when you're married, I give more, okay? Now, my family is very big. If I have time, I will introduce them to you. Yeah, but I don't think I have time because they're scattered all over the globe, you know.
Still have some more in Dallas.
Just some more in Dallas, yeah? Yeah, and in Canada and every place. I never have time for them, so you know. And this guy, he always complains that I don't have time for him. And I don't have time for his children. You see how my sister sits 1 mile away. And she has been here since yesterday, but she never could see me until today at your house, only to look and sit over there. She didn't even come around me. Did you see that?
Didn't say a word either.
Oh, you never say anything. You just complain. Yes. Yes. All my relatives and friends are like that. They don't make noise. Yeah? Not like you. So that's a good lesson for you. You see, my brother, he sat outside in the car. I never said a word until now. Nobody let him in. Then he just doesn't come in. He just sit in the car. So I have no discrimination, actually. Yeah? And my sister was just initiated today. I'm ashamed to tell you. You know why? I never force people. So that, well, can I speak English? It's okay?
Yes.
And you have earphones, or those who don't understand English?
Yeah.
Có người phiên dịch cho nghe không?
Yeah.
Có không?
Yeah.
Mấy người Việt Nam không nghe, có không?
Yeah.
Có người nào phiên dịch cho mấy người Việt Nam nghe không? And anyone who doesn't understand English, just, and then I can speak Spanish. Yes, I just want to tell you because some people say I try to convert people into our group, right? And always try to snatch disciples. It's not true. Even my sister, my brothers, and my cousins, everyone does what he likes. I never opened my mouth to tell my sister even to eat vegan. I tell you the truth. Yes. And my father and my mother, they quit eating meat themselves and they quit smoking themselves at the age of 70. Can you believe it? I never tell anyone what to do, except when I'm in lecture, you know? Then I just talk in a general guideline, yeah? And when you ask me, and then I'll tell you, vegan is better for you. But never ever I force these issues on anybody, even my relatives, my sister, and my nephews, my nieces. Some of them are still not yet initiated. But my sister's story is very funny. She started as a vegetarian in Vietnam already before she came here. And before she left for America, she took with her a box of vegetarian sesame something, you know, intended to continue the vegetarian diet in America, but she lost it. And then she came back to the... When she came here, she had to live with in-law or some other relatives, and probably she couldn't find her box of sesame again. And therefore, she didn't get initiation, you know, kind of slow. And I think she tried to be vegetarian again until she was completely sure of her sesame schedule. That's why she came here as a surprise. I didn't know she came here for initiation. I thought she flew to see me again as usual. She often flies to see me from one state to another when I'm in America because I never have time. And I never take time to come to see her especially. I have to tell you the truth. I'm not a very good sister. But I take care of her, though, in whatever way I can, you know, in whatever way she needs, except my presence. Yes, and then she comes to see me. Yes, okay, it's okay. I can afford the ticket, but not the time. And by now, all my friends and relatives forgive me. Yes, they love me, and they truly love me unconditionally. They don't demand anything, because they know I'm very busy. And I know you're stronger than them. You're more in number. You just snatch me away. So I'm very happy today that I have new... new... How say? What?
New
disciples. New disciples, yes. I'm surprised. It's a big present for me. It's a big gift. Thank you. Huh? I think because I became an American citizen, that's why they like me better now. Trở xong mặt sưng cho làm việc nhiều quá hả? You don't sleep enough? You don't sleep enough, or you work too hard, huh?
I didn't sleep well last night because I came late. Tried to locate this
center.
There was no street shown.
No street?
So we have to go by the zip code.
They can saw on a map.
Oh, really? Yeah. So how can people find you?
Well, the people at home, they will come. If they call and we can answer them.
Well, you have gone pick my people, yeah? At least you should pick up my sister, no? Huh. It's terrible.
From airport to disaster. But they didn't tell me.
Okay, I'm sorry. You know what? It's all my fault. It's all my fault. I take care of other people, but I don't take care of my own. That's it. Even last night, you know, your daughter came from New York, right? And I even told somebody, because I knew she was coming, I told somebody to take you there and pick her up. But my sister was on the road. Too bad. I'm sorry. I should be better, huh? I should be a better family member, huh? That will improve next time. Please let me know in advance, or... I don't know what to do. Why didn't you tell people to go and pick up my sister, at least? If you have such a lousy house, there's no map, and... Huh? Then you tell me. Terrible.
You said this morning that your sister went to Hawaii and met you already.
Yeah.
She didn't need to see you today.
Oh, yeah?
She didn't even want her to see you today.
Yes, yes. Well, you always want to see me, whether in Hawaii or here, right?
I told her that you didn't want to see her because you didn't have time.
Who? I never told her such things like that. Who said that?
Huh?
Who said that? Who said that I don't want to see my sister?
No.
Nobody said that? You must... You must forget the Vietnamese language by now.
I answer is right now. I don't have. I cannot get your promise, so I don't know how to talk with myself.
Oh yes, yes. Because all right, right.
They said that you were very tired,
mm-hmm.
and the family member already met with you in Hawaii.
Is that right? So, some of the people say that.
You need to see you again.
Oh, that's true, that's true.
But in over 2 years, I haven't seen you since we met in Los Angeles.
All right.
I moved to Dallas and I've been working very hard.
Yes, I know, I know.
So this is the best time for me to spend time, come down here to see you.
You came from Dallas here?
Yes.
Oh.
We flew down here.
All right, thank you very much.
I was thinking to fly to Taiwan to see you over there.
But you're too busy.
But it's very fortunate that you come here, so we are our best to come here.
Okay, it's all right. Thank you for your love. Well,
you came to Texas, right? Now you're good.
Anyhow.
But they told me this morning that you were tired and you didn't have the time
I
to
am.
See us.
So I am, but I would always find time. At least.
I tell you the truth, that this is... the hardest way to see you.
Yeah?
Yes.
Why?
Very, very hard.
Why?
And I promised myself that I wouldn't go.
And then you went?
Next time to try to see you. It's very tough for me.
Why?
Yes. Well, people, they don't tell me the truth. They don't tell me the truth, what's your schedule and
it's not true.
And how,
okay, I tell you. They don't know it themselves. No, it's not true. I tell you what. Let me tell you, to clear all these misunderstandings. Otherwise, all of you will misunderstand the contact person as well. I tell you what. I came from Hawaii and have no rest until now. And because I had no schedule, normally I have time. I thought I would have time, yeah, to stay in Los Angeles to have a rest. But then I have no rest because then came the fire, you know, a big fire that burnt many hundreds of houses in Los Angeles. So we had to begin immediately with the rescue mission. We had to pour in presents, toys, food, blankets, and toiletry for the people who were in emergency need. And we worked day and night. I was always on the phone, and I sent disciples here and there. I signed a check. I sent the money. I called to send the money. We spent hundreds of thousands of dollars and manpower, hundreds of people to pack the presents day and night. And I had to maneuver all these things over my health. And then I was all gone, and then another fire started. And then they invited me here and there, and then I had to go and bless the beach where the fire was. Okay, and then another group have invited me because of religious unification and prayer and all that. And then Texas disciples invited me. Okay, I promised to come. All right. And then I come. I bought all the tickets, everything already. And then there was another change came because of Veterans Day, and they invited me to come there because I donated $200,000. I promised to, and so they thought I'm an honor guest. Also, I'm a Vietnamese. And there was an honorable day for the veteran soldiers, ladies who have been fighting in Vietnam. They recognized it that day. So they say I have to go. So they changed the whole schedule again. At the last minute, you know, even she didn't know all this, and they complained that I changed and changed and changed three times because of other people, not because of me. Because of the Americans, because of the victims. So don't misunderstand them. It's all my fault. My schedule even turned upside down. And you know what? After I changed the ticket the second time, it was very difficult to change tickets for 11 people, the whole crew members. Now, first. Second, when I changed it again, it nearly cost me $4,000 more because of the immediate ticket is... then you get it for first class or more expensive. You can't get it cheap. So every time you want to change the program, you never consider my health, my money, my time, my manpower, whether we can do it or not. Truly. I don't mean you, I mean the people in LA as well. They took me here and there. Of course, it was necessary also. I don't mind going. But it caused a lot of trouble and manpower and energy. We called on the telephone all day, all night. Sometimes we didn't sleep. You never know how I work. You ask the people near me, who is near me now? Not the attendant. Attendant, they don't believe you, but the one. Anybody else who is not an attendant?
Yes.
You tell them. Tell him how I work. And sometimes he has to help also because he happened to be there, so he knows how I work. I truly don't sleep sometimes. And you never know. You think I just go on the airplane alone. No, there's a whole crew members. And a lot of money, manpower, energy, arrangements involved. You can't just get a ticket like that. It costs $1,160 per person.
It's not your fault, that's the way we know.
Okay, you know now, fine. I just want to explain to other people who don't know. Okay, now we changed. Okay, at last we managed to change the ticket at midnight. Okay, and then we had to go and return the ticket and get a new ticket and all that. It involved a lot of time and arrangements, even for the airline company. They blamed us. They said, what, you changed three times already? Well, you make up your mind. You want to go or you don't want to go? Yes. Ah, yes, you never know how many demands people make on me. And I'm one person alone. One person. You have only one family to take care of, one small business. You never know how hard I work. And you blame me all the time for not being with you or not taking care of your daughter, your sister, your whatever. For my sister, I don't have time. We have too many daughters now, so you have to understand. That's one thing, I tell you, okay? And then, you know what? And that was just after my surgery. I had to have an operation, even a small one, but it made my whole body paralyzed. I couldn't even walk. I couldn't even take a bath. I couldn't eat for 2 days. But the second day, I had to go for the veteran memorial. But even before I went, I had to take charge of all these arrangements, all these changes, make all these decisions. My attendant could not do it. I have to do everything. They helped me to call on the telephone, but everything had to be made by me. Even when I lay in bed with all the compressors, I still had to dictate many things to do. And I had to take telephone in bed. I couldn't even rest. After the operation, I had to work immediately. The first minute when I got home after the anesthetic ward, I have to take the telephone already. So don't blame me, please. I don't tell you all this to let you know that I work very hard, but because you misunderstand too much. Because of this, even she didn't know where I would go and what I would do next, because we didn't even know whether we could get the ticket the next moment. Sometimes we have to wait, or sometimes it's weekend, and sometimes the office is closed, and sometimes this person doesn't know anything. So, you know now.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.